Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show. The full conversation is at myfaithradio.com.
I surprisingly found myself confessing to God, like that man did to Jesus, "Jesus, I don't believe in heaven." And that confession of unbelief in thinking like Jesus led me on a spiritual journey to really discovering what the Bible said and really anchoring my mind and my heart in what God had in mind. And as I did that, then I was able to emerge over all these years with a greater sense of hope. I won't lie and say that I'm 100% there. I'm a little nervous about the future, but I'm like 80% there, and that 80% that God has gotten me to has filled my heart with hope and a lack of despair.
And the courage it takes for you to tell that story, I mean, it's going to connect with so many people. In fact, you said you found out that church was a good place to confess your belief, but not such a safe place to confess your unbelief. And I would dare say, Randy, that that's one of the main reasons many young people are walking away from the church, because we're not secure enough or equipped even enough to handle their questions and doubts. And so many of their questions are really legitimate. I mean, what say you about that?
Well, I'll tell you, I did actually thinking that this was a major spiritual moment in my life, and as a pastor, I should use this as a learning experience for our people. Certainly, there's things they don't believe. And when I did confess that I didn't believe in heaven, there were a number of people who struggled with that. "Pastor, you should believe in this. We need you to believe in this." There was even one person who didn't attend our church who went to our elders and suggested I take a long sabbatical. And in reality, I was in one of the most vibrant places in my life, a real honest relationship with Jesus, which is where teenagers are at. They're biologically separating from their mom and dad and beginning to try to own their own faith. The first step is a confession that they struggle. But what we have found is that when teenagers seek to display that to their parents or their church, they find that it either hurts their parents' feelings or their church is not ready for it, so they keep it to themselves. So our places need to be a place where you not only confess what you believe, but it needs to be a safe place where you can confess what you don't believe.
Wow, and you even say there's something quite liberating about how about entering into a raw dialogue with God, that not only can he handle it, he invites it. I mean, the truth is true, and the truth will stand, and we can, as parents, panic. You know, I've panicked before with some of my son's questions, but I see now, walking through dialogue, that the truth does stand, and the truth is true. So we've got to know that for ourselves so we don't panic when our kids ask us about it, right?
Absolutely. We got to be reminded that our children's faith is their faith.
That's
and they're
right.
Going to have to own it, and that faith is a journey. Just look at our own journey, and what we're fearful for our kids is that they're going to take the same journey we did. Well, guess what? They're people just like us. Let them take that journey under your safe, gracious guidance.
Thanks again for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. If you missed the whole show or want to listen to past programs, you can find them at our website at myfaithradio.com.